In Chicago, community groups and labor unions have been working for years to keep Walmart out. There's only one store in Chicago now, but the world's largest retailer has a new plan supported by the mayor to open dozens of stores. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The battle over Walmart has always been an emotional one here, but Mayor Richard Daley says when the question is whether there should be more Walmarts, it comes down to a simple concept.
People need jobs in the city, and the county and state needs the revenue.
He's right. Jobs are an important piece of this recovery process.
But Jorge Ramirez with the Chicago Federation of Labor says Walmart workers need to make a livable wage, more like $11 an hour instead of the $8.75 that Walmart has offered, 50 cents more than the state's minimum wage.
And they're capable of paying a much higher wage rate.
Walmart wants to build dozens of new stores in Chicago over a five-year period. It says that would mean thousands of new jobs, $500 million in annual tax revenue for Chicago, and the elimination of so-called food deserts where residents have few grocery options. But Reverend Booker Vance with the group Good Jobs Chicago says what Walmart is most interested in is its bottom line.
They recognize that their market is no longer in the suburbs and their market is no longer in the rural areas. They want to come into the city because they know they're going to be able to gain off the market.
An urban market of nearly 3 million consumers. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.